Mother, please, you must eat.
My dear Charles, you must be brave.
Don't talk like that, Mother. All you need to do is eat.
Charles, listen to me. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. We will never understand why on this side of heaven.
Mother, stop. You're scaring me. Stop.
I spoke with Oliver and Eloise. They will take care of you.
No! No! No!
Isabel!
Mummy?
What?
Father!
Oh, Charles!
Mummy!
Oh, Father!
We live! Oh, God of mercy! Be everlasting! Praise for your deliverance!
Amen! Oh, oh my darling!
I thought you were dead!
It was nothing short of a miracle.
How did...
We will explain later.
Mummy, what's the matter?
My darling, you're so pale. You must eat something.
I brought some soup.
Here, Mother, eat your soup.
Yes. I'm hungry again. glorious day.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, thank you.
How is Lady Isabel?
Sleeping. She is still very weak.
What will you do now?
We will wait until the madness is over and then we'll head back to France.
There may not be much of it left. The revolutionaries will not stop until France has been burned to the ground.
Perhaps. But it is our home. What will you do?
I have no home anymore. I am considered a traitor to both my country and my cause. I must leave forever.
And Richard?
I hope to see him one day and beg for his forgiveness. Not a moment goes by that I don't feel the pain of his wounds, the ones that I caused.
Julius, a wise and godly man, Francois Fenelon, once said, "The great physician who sees in you what you cannot see knows exactly where to place the knife." He cuts swift and deep into your innermost being, exposing you for who you really are. But pain is only felt where there is life. And where there is life is just the place where death is needed most.
What are you saying?
God has begun a work in you, and he will complete it. Except a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit.
You've given me a lot to think about. Thank you.
No, thank you, Julius. And may God be with you.
Father!
Yes, Charles?
May we go to the shop and get Pepin now?
Yes, let's do that.
Hello again, sir.
Ah, yes, hello. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
You've come back for your bird?
Yes. Where is he?
I don't hear him.
Is he still in the back?
Actually, I'm very sorry to say this, but Pepin is gone.
Gone?
After you left, he started flying around his cage and squawking like I've never seen him.
What?
This morning, I opened the back door to replenish my flour bin and the bird was gone.
No.
We have a cat, but I haven't seen any feathers or anything.
Feathers?
I'm very sorry.
Oh, Pepin.
Oh, Charles.
Pepin.
I know you love that bird. Oh, my son.